Hanukkah light. We are still in the holiday of dedication, the holiday of Hanukkah. When asked, what is the miracle of Hanukkah? The common response is, Hanukkah is about a miracle that took place when the Jewish people fought the Syrians who had invaded Jerusalem and desecrated the temple. The temple was dedicated to Zeus. Pigs were sacrificed at the altar there. The Syrians forbid the Jewish people from practicing Judaism. They intended to wipe out the faith of the chosen people and assimilate them into their empire. But the Maccabees and others courageously resisted, and after 3 years of fighting, they captured Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, lit the golden menorah that gave light inside the temple. But there wasn't enough oil for the menorah to burn for 8 days. There was only enough oil for 1 day, but somehow it miraculously burned for 8 days until more oil could be obtained. And that's the miracle of Hanukkah. Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle happened there. There was a Hanukkah miracle. But the legend of the oil is not it. It's not found in any of the original manuscripts, and most likely never happened. The miracle of Hanukkah is that a small number of the chosen people, supernaturally empowered by the God of Israel, were able to overcome the vastly superior Syrian armies. The righteous few overcame the godless many. The weak who were loyal to the one true God overcame those who were much stronger than they were. The faithful remnant of Israel won miraculous victory after miraculous victory, sometimes fighting armies that were 15 times larger than they were. Until the Syrians were defeated, Jerusalem was recaptured, the temple, which was the most important place on earth, was cleansed and dedicated for the worship of the one true and living God, who alone can rescue human beings from the real and utterly destructive forces of Satan and the demons, sin and the sin nature, death and hell. From the rededicated temple, the light of the God who alone can save mankind from the things we need saving from the most, shone once again from Israel to the nations of the world. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. This Hanukkah, I want to focus on the temple and specifically one item in the temple, and that is the golden menorah. The golden menorah was inside the holy place of the most holy building on earth, the temple, the place where God manifested his presence most powerfully on planet earth. The temple was the place where atonement was made, the place that most clearly showed the principles of grace and atonement and the way of salvation to Israel and to the other nations of the world. The temple was the most special building on earth. The menorah that was inside the holy place within the temple was made of a talent of pure gold. A talent is about 75 pounds. With gold at $1,240 an ounce or so, although it went up a little bit more yesterday, so maybe closer to $1,250, the value of the golden menorah would be about $1.5 million. That is one expensive candelabra. The menorah had seven branches. Seven being the number of fulfillment, completion. It burned olive oil. Some of the light produced by the menorah reflected off the gold of the menorah and produced a beautiful, warm, golden light. The menorah was lit every evening and burned throughout the night until the morning. It burned every night, night after night after night, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, century after century after century. The purpose of the menorah was to produce light. We need light to see so we can function the way God designed us to function. Without light, we are unable to see. We are unable to do many important things. Without light, we bump into things. We hurt ourselves. We stumble in the darkness. I get up very early these days, usually around 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go downstairs, and it's dark, and I don't like turning the lights on, and every once in a while, I bump into something, and I stumble. I've done that quite a few times. We need light to see. Darkness represents chaos, confusion, unhappiness, defeat, death. The world is shrouded in darkness, spiritual darkness. We are confused about the most important things, about God, about truth, about the meaning of life, about salvation. We are unhappy, defeated, dying. The world is shrouded in darkness. Just as we need physical light to function the way God designed us to function, we need spiritual light to be what God wants us to be. Light represents God's presence, truth, revelation, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, purity, holiness, victory, salvation, happiness, life. We need light to function the way God designed us to function. We need spiritual light to be what God intends us to be. The Word of God connects God with light. It tells us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. He is pure light. He is pure truth. He is completely holy. He is all wise. He covers Himself with light as with a cloak. He lives in unapproachable light. He is the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. He never changes. He never deviates from truth, from wisdom, from holiness. God is the source of light, truth, revelation, knowledge, happiness, wisdom, understanding, holiness, purity, victory, salvation, life. He designed light to emanate from Him, be mediated by the priests of Israel, go to the people of Israel. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You light my lamp. The Lord my God illumines my darkness. In your light, we see light. God designed the light to emanate from him, be mediated by the priests of Israel, go to the people of Israel, and then go from the people of Israel to the other nations of the world. Nations will come to your light, referring to Israel. Kings to the brightness of your rising. God created Israel to be a light to the nations who were and still are and will continue to be in much darkness. The Jewish people understood this. That's why the menorah has been a symbol of the Jewish people since very ancient times. Even today, the menorah is at the center of the emblem of the modern state of Israel. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed by the Romans. The golden menorah was taken to Rome. The Arch of Titus in Rome depicts a scene of Roman soldiers carrying away the spoils of the second temple, in particular, the seven-branched golden menorah. After 70 AD, there was no temple and no menorah. Was the light of Israel extinguished? The answer is no. Far from it. In fact, the light has been intensified in the Messiah. The Son of God came into the world through the incarnation. Now that Yeshua has come into the world, he is the light of God shining in this dark world. He is the golden menorah. The menorah was made of gold. Gold is rare. Gold is valuable and probably going to be much more valuable in the days to come. Gold never tarnishes. Well, that's just like Yeshua. He is rare. He is exceedingly precious. He never tarnishes. He is holy. He is sinless. He is infinitely pure. The menorah had seven branches, which each burned oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. The number seven is the number of completion. Yeshua was and is full of the sevenfold Spirit of God. Isaiah prophesied of him, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The sevenfold Spirit filled and continues to fill Messiah so that he was and he is completely able to do everything God has appointed him to be the Messiah, to be the King of Israel, to be the King of the nations, to be the Savior of the world, the Judge of the world, the Lord of all. The golden menorah produced light. Yeshua is the greatest of lights, who shone on the people of northern Israel first, as Isaiah said he would. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. And it did. Before Yeshua came into the world, the Father, speaking to the Son, said, recorded in Isaiah 42, I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations. And again, in Isaiah 49, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also make you a light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. After he arrived, his disciple John said of him, "He is the light of all mankind." Whatever light any of us have, it comes from Yeshua. And John added, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." There is a war raging right now between light and darkness, good and evil, God and the good angels, Satan and the fallen angels. Yeshua is the light that is stronger than the darkness. The darkness will never be able to overcome him. He will overcome all darkness. For us to overcome the darkness, the confusion, the chaos, the unhappiness, the defeat, the death, we must come to Yeshua. For us to experience the full measure of God's presence, truth, wisdom, revelation, victory, salvation, happiness, and life, we must become loyal to Yeshua. Righteous Simeon, when the Holy Spirit was on him, said of the young Yeshua, "He is a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel." If people throughout the world know much about Israel, or pray to the God of Israel, or read the Bible of Israel, or have experienced salvation from their sins, or have the hope of eternal life, and over the centuries hundreds of millions have, it is because of the light that has come from Yeshua. Truly, he has become the light of revelation to the Gentiles. Any Gentiles here can say amen? And even though most of us don't know it, far from being a source of shame for Israel, Yeshua is our greatest source of honor and glory. Yes. Rabbi Hyman Enelo, who was not a messianic rabbi, a regular rabbi, observed that Yeshua, quote, has become the most renowned, most studied, most influential figure in the history of mankind. The love he has inspired, the comfort he has given, the good he has engendered, the hope and joy he has kindled are unequaled in human history. He went on, "No Jewish person should be indifferent to the fact that this one Jewish man has had such a tremendous part in the religious history of mankind." Yeshua truly has become the glory of the people of Israel, and when he returns, he will be the glory of the people of Israel much, much more. Yeshua understood that he was the light. He declared, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And he said, "I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." I don't want to walk in darkness. I don't want to remain in the darkness. I want the light that produces life. How about you? The one who is the light of the world, after he completed his mission on earth, left this world. He ascended to heaven, where he is right now, seated at the right hand of God the Father. The one who is the light of the world wants us to be filled with his Spirit and continue his mission. Continue preaching his message. Continue shining his light in a world that is still very dark and in some ways getting darker by the day. He said, "You are the light of the world." A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. In ancient times, it was common to build a town on a hill. A town built on a hill was protected. A town built on a hill was highly visible, either by day or at night, when it was illuminated by fires or lamps. So either by day or by night, a town built on a hill was highly visible. Yeshua went on, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." The purpose of a lamp is to give light. It makes no sense to light a lamp and put it under a bowl. You put it on a stand so everyone can see the light. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Just as a town built on a hill is highly visible, and just as a lamp is meant to give light to everyone in the house, the followers of Yeshua are to let the spiritual light we have shine. Light represents God's presence. The Holy Spirit is God's presence. We are to be filled with the Spirit of God. Then, filled with the Spirit of God, we live pure and holy lives. We help people in practical ways. We proclaim the good news to those around us. We look for opportunities to have conversations with people about God, about Messiah, about the way of salvation, about eternal life. That's how you let your light shine before others. Today is Hanukkah, the holiday of the dedication of the temple. Won't you dedicate yourself to being a temple for God's Spirit to live in? Today is the festival of lights. Won't you dedicate yourself to being a menorah, to being a light of the world like Yeshua is the light of the world, to carry on his ministry, his mission, to preach his message of salvation, his gospel, to everyone you possibly can? What could be more important than that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I confess that for many of us, our lights aren't shining quite brightly enough, myself included. My prayer this Hanukkah is that where there is darkness in us, it is replaced with your light, with your presence, with truth, revelation, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, holiness, purity, victory, salvation, happiness, and life. Heavenly Father, help us be little Yeshuas, little golden menorahs, little lights in this dark world. So work in us that our light does shine brightly before others, so that they are able to see our good deeds, hear our good words, and glorify you, our Father in heaven. Amen.